Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin. Ben's good to see you. Okay, we start the next sugya. Foolish Slavin in the tunnel. Dr. Drazen, good to see you. We begin the next sugya in Lamaitza, which is the sugya of Trukkanin. Okay? It's interesting, the Gemara, I guess, since it was just talking about Chavitza, which is different types of forms of bread, I think the Gemara continues upon that theme. I didn't see anyone comment on it, but I think that's the assumption. The Gemara wants to talk about different types of bread now. And as we've mentioned before many times, the Gemara will many times compare categories in halacha. Namely, this happens again today in this sugya. The sugya with, you have a Gemara bench? Yeah, with the sugya with bracha and challah, that we compare the two together. So let's see the Gemara inside, okay? Go ahead, Sam, why don't you read Trukkanin? I was going to call on Gavriel, he's not here. Go ahead. Let's go. Trukkanin, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara inside, okay?
Trukkanin.
Yes. Trukkanin is chayv and challah. We know what the mitzvah of challah is. It's mentioned in Parsha Shlach Lecha. It's a very beautiful mitzvah, like all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And it's a mesechta in Shas as well. And it only is an obligation from the five species of wheat. Wheat, barley, oat, rye, and spelt. If you make bread, you need to be mafresh challah. And this chiyuv is d'oraisa if most of the Jewish people in the world are living in Eretz Yisrael. We actually mentioned that. And nowadays we don't have that. We're close to it. We don't have that. And therefore, challah in Eretz Yisrael is the rabbanon. But there's an institution called challah chutz l'aretz. You must also take challah in chutz l'aretz as well. And that's a Gemara in Menachos Bedaf Chav Zayin, I want you to know. And the Gemara says that challah chutz l'aretz is more makel than challah in Eretz Yisrael, even though they might be midrabbanan, which it is nowadays, correct? In what sense is it more makel? I want you to know two din. One din is that you can be mafresh at the end. Bidi Evan. In other words, Chalas Chutz L'aretz has built-in kulas to it that do not apply to Chalas Eretz Yisrael, even though Chalas Eretz Yisrael might only be midrabbana. But Chalas Chutz L'aretz, Sam, has two built-in kulas. One of them is, Bidi Evan, if you forgot to be mafresh challah, you can eat the loaf and just leave over the end to be what? To be your challah. You're not allowed to do that in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat any of the bread till you're mafresh challah in Eretz Yisrael. Challah chutz l'aretz is a built-in kula. That's number one. Number two is that it's batel b'rov. Challah chutz l'aretz could be batel b'rov. If somehow the challah you separate got mixed into other loaves you're making, if you have rov, you could be batel b'rov. Whereas challah Eretz Yisrael that gets mixed in is not nitan the batel b'rov. So those are two kulas for you that I want you to know about challah chutz l'aretz. Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Zayin. Of Zayin Amar Aleph, okay? So that's the din, halacha l'mais, we want to know about challah. Potentially it could be deraisa in Eretz Yisrael if rove Jews are living there, which is called bias kulchem. Nowadays it's not, so it's the rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael, and it's also the rabbanon chutz l'aretz. But it's the rabbanon chutz l'aretz has built-in kulas. Why do you think they made it in New York City? Do you need to be mafresh challah or in Psaic or in Tinek? Why do you think they did that? So that people shouldn't forget about challah. So tishtakach toras challah. The Chachamim made an institution of challah chutz l'aretz so that people would what? People would not forget. Okay? I was going to call on you, Gabriel, to read today. But Sam, you know, Sam will read. You'll read another day, Mizrat Hashem. Okay? All right. So that's, I want you to get, that's a short hakdam about chiyuv challah. Okay? So trukkanun is chayv and challah. We got it? Go ahead, Viter. Viter Nagamara. Now, when Ravan came up from what? From Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Okay? Now, it really means you went down, right? Because you did Yeridah. He quoted that Rabbi Yochanan said, go ahead, you know, Rabbi Yochanan lived where? in Eretz Yisrael. So he reported to everyone involved. Well, I want you to know the Gadol HaDor Rabbi Yochanan said over that Trukanin is what? Is Potter. Go ahead. So Kubud Ara is considered to be a hole in the ground or a hole in the oven. However you want to say it, could be the ground or the oven. It really doesn't make a difference. But you pour water in there, flour, and you put in this hole. And since it's confined into a hole, it will form into a bread. Read the Rashi, please. Kubud Ara. Chalal Bikiri. Make a hollow place, a hole in the Kira. Okay, you got me in the Rashi, Gabriel? Okay, go ahead. Kira's a stove top. Go ahead. The no saying. You got it there, Rashi, Gabriel? Yeah, go with no saying. Go ahead. Bilfus, like you put in a frying pan. You put water and flour in it like you would in a frying pan. Exactly, no problem. Go ahead. So that's one shot, okay? Kubud Ara, okay? That's one shot of Kubud Ara. Go ahead. That's Abai's pshat. Okay, that's Abai's pshat, Kubud Ara. Go ahead. Now we come to a new topic called Teresa. Teresa's potter min achala. What is Teresa? Go ahead, my what? Oh, I was machaving the Gemara's kasha. My Teresa. What is Teresa? Best kasha is Gemara's kasha. Go ahead. Three different pshatim. Gevil Martach. Read Rashi. Go ahead. Go ahead. Gvil, go ahead. Boshin Bekaf. You put flour and water in a kli, and you what? Stir it together. Boshin, you stir it with a spoon. In the sekis. And you pour it on the stovetop when it's burning. Okay? So it's really liquidy batter. So you understand why that's going to be a p'tur challah, because it's not even what? It's a belila raka. It's soft. It's not even, it's liquidy. Go ahead. What's the other pshat in the Gemara? Ikad Amri. Another pshat. Go ahead. Bread of Hidka from the bread in the Eretz of Hodu in India, which they put dough into a spit. And they pour oil on it. Go ahead and egg yolk. Go ahead, read Rashi. Nahamadahardaka. Butsake. Sha'ofin bishpo, that you bake in a spit. Go ahead. And you anoint it all the time with oil. Oh, what? Bayim, or egg yolk. Vishemin, and what? Or with oil. So either you're anointed all the time with oil, or you do it with yolk and oil. Yes? Shvot is a spit. You got to know that. A metal spit. You know those rotisserie chickens they have? Go ahead. So that's the second shot. Third shot. I want you guys to get this good, okay? Trukanin is Kubud Ara in the hole. You weren't here for Seder. I should say focus. You got to focus even more. Three pshat on what Tris is. What's the third shot? Go ahead. First shot is what? The splattering of the batter on the what? Stovetop. The second one is what? The spit. Go ahead, Vikan Amri. Third shot.
The Ikazari lechem also the kusach.
Oh, the other shot is bread that's made for kutach. Go ahead, read Rashi. Go ahead, lechem. They don't put it in the toner, you put it in the chama, which is a big difference. You don't put it in the oven. You put it into a sun. You bake it in the sun. So that's a big difference. Now, what was kutach? Kutach is a sour, is a dip, which is made of what? Crust of bread and what else?
Sour milk.
Excellent. Okay? And you put you're preparing this bread for the kutach. So if you're preparing this bread for the kutach, this is a third shot. And what we have in our girsa is that Trukanin is potter from challah, and Teresa is also potter from challah. But we're going to see in the Rishonim, God willing, that there are girsas that actually switch it and say that what, Usher? That Trukanin is chayv in challah. In fact, if you look in the Vilna Gaon, he has it right there. He has an Ogos Agro, Aleph. You see what he says? Chayav in mechallah. Yeah? He actually has Trukanin chayv in challah. Get rid of those words. He actually takes out the whole words. And when he says, you see what he's saying? You see what Tuf Aleph Mem is? Tevus Eilu Mechukim. Those first three words you read so nicely, Sam, according to the Gaon, they're not in there. The Gaon does not have that girsa. That's number one. Number two note of the Gaon is, when it says, Ki Asa Ravin, take out the Vav. It says, Ki Asa Ravin, because that's the beginning of the sugya. Why say V'chi Asin? You got what I'm saying? And he changes from what? Turim Minachal to Chayav Minachal. So the Gaon switches it right off the bat. He switches in Shulchan Aruch. He switches it in his notes on the Gemara. And the Russian, Simeon and Aleph, also had a similar girsa. Yes? Didn't the Rush have that in Simeon and Aleph? Chukanin was what? Kavriel? Excellent. Chayav and Chalo. And then we saw in Rabbi Yona, what else? Rabbi Yona even had a girsa. What? Teresa was what? Chayav and Chalo. Remember we saw that? Okay, we saw that towards the end of Seder with the Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona is working you back and forth, the two girsas. Okay. Let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara to get to Amud Aleph. Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. Come on, Sam. Go ahead. Tani. Reb Chiya learned a brayse. He said, Lechem Asui Lekuta. Go ahead. Oh, so you obviously must have learned the gears of Peturim in Achala. At least that's the way we have it. Go ahead. He went with the third shot and he said, Peturim Chala. Go ahead. Frek the Gemara of what? Vatanya, there's a second brayse. Says Chayav B'Chala. Kasha, period. What's Gemara's answer? When it says in the second Brice, you're Chayav, go ahead. Rebut Omer. Oh, the Maiseh, the way you made the bread, proves one way or not. Go ahead. Ima son. Go ahead. If you made a oven, like what? You manipulated the bread, you set it up nicely, you made it into a nice roll, then you obviously had in mind to make it what? Make it lachila. It's what? It's for bread. Lamais for eating. However, go chayav nechala, for chayav nechala. Go ahead. Kelimudim. If you make it, what are limudim? What are limudim?
Planks.
Like planks. Planks of wood. Flat out planks of wood. Which are not makban on the tzur at all. Then what's the din? You're what? You bought it. You might have made him. We're going to get to it. You might have made him for dogs. You might have made it for cosmetics for women. A lot of the cosmetics were made for women. We made a dough. So you see Beferish in this din to your potter. Okay. Excellent. You got this now? And that's what Rashi says. Allah Lamai said that it was made lelechem. If it was limudim, it's like planks. You're not makben on their one. You're not makben on what they look like. Okay. Now, let's get this. There's a lot we need to comment on. Okay. So let's begin. Okay? You guys got this? Let's begin. Comes out in this Chiddush of Chukanin that there's something very, very important that we need to know. Okay? And that is, Lamaisa, that is, first of all, let's note the Girsas. Okay? First of all, let's note the Girsas. Okay? Reb Yudah Chassid in Dimra Maskil Ki and the Rosh in Simeon and Aleph are Goyres like the Vilna Gaon, and they say Ki Asa Ravin or Rabbi Yochanan Chukanin is Chayiv B'Chala. And there is a Yerushalmi, Sam, that corroborates this. Do you know Maseches Chala Gavriel is one of the Masechtas in Sefer Zeroyim, yes? There is no Bavli on it, but Yerushalmi has on Masechtas in Zeroyim. Chala, there's Yerushalmi, there is no Bavli. We only have Mishnayis. And in Chala, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the Yerushalmi, I shouldn't say Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Trukin and Chaya B'Chala, Vomalim Amotzi. So the answer to what we find here is that Halacha L'maisa is that the Rabbi Yudah Chassid, the Rosh and the Gaon, switched the gears of our Bavli to be like Yerushalmi. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa comes out that even though this stuff is Gubla B'Alma, what's Gubla B'Alma? Like a googly gook, right? Gubla gook, it's a googly gook. It's like a batter, correct? Like the Gemara says, Alam Chesim and Alf. So why do you say Hamotzi on it? Why you Chayiv and Chala? Because you bake it in the end. And there's a famous Mishnah, which you must know in Mishnah and Chala, which hopefully we'll get today in Taisus, where the Mishnah says in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, it says Tchilasa Sufganim Visofo Isa. If the beginning of it is soft and spongy, It's like a very soft batter, but in the end it becomes a dough. You're chayv in challah. That's a beferish of Mishnah. That is why, even though this stuff is a batter, but at the end of the day you're going to bake it, and therefore you are chayv challah, and you say hamotzi halach l'maisa. Okay, this is if you hold like Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rosh, and they have the gears of what? Trukin in chayiv b'chala, and the time being is because you bake it. You end up baking it in the oven, even though it is very liquidy in the beginning, but the Mishnah says if it's t'chilasa sufkanim, v'sofo isu you are chayiv. Okay? Now, I want you to know, the Ritva has a girsa. The Ritva has a girsa, like he quotes the Gaonim, the Maskov Agonim, that you are putter from chala. And the reason why he says you're putter from chala is because there is no Gilgal at all. What does Gilgal mean? What does Gilgal mean? Gilgal means there's no what kneading at all. There is no kneading. K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. There is no kneading done at all with this. So he argues the Ritva B'Shem, the Gaonim, he says you are putter min achala. Okay? You are putter min achala halach l'maisa. And if you have Rashi, Pashup Shad Rashi by us, Rashi says that Pashup Shad Rashi had the gear, so what? Putter as well. That's the Pashup Shad Lamaisa that we have. And the reason why the Rashbo writes on Lamaches Van Raskahai, he says because it's very soft, Bioser. It's like water and flour, and there's no gibel being done here, there's no kneading being done. And therefore, since there's no kneading being done, Lamaisa it comes out. The Rashba elaborates, we understand why you're going to be putter from challah. So we have just in the beginning of the Gemara this major machlokes as to what the girs is, and depends in lumdus, what is the halacha going to be, lamaisa in this case, halacha lamaisa. So based on this now we can get to lamaisa. Based on this now we can get to very beautifully what this breakdown is of. What the breakdown is of this Trukkanin and what Teresa is. Okay, so in our minds, you got this, Sam? Let's focus. I know after the weekend, let's focus. You with me, Gavriel? Trukkanin is Kubit Ara. Teresa is what? Evil, either what? Gavul Mirtach? Handaka? Right? Isa the Handaka? Or what? You got it? Let's get it in our minds. You got this, Chlor? Okay. Yes, Jacob. Go ahead.
Let me just repeat the Svara of the Ritva in the name of the
Gilgal. They say there's no Gilgal at all. There's no kneading being done at all. There's no Gilgal and Leash are synonymous. Gilgal's like a roll, like a wheel. You roll it when you want to knead. Okay.
Isn't Gilgal demons?
What'd you say?
Gilgal and demons.
Shading. No, Shadim. Gilgal is no. Gilgal is reincarnation. But it is a verb, yeah. It could be they roll in the tunnels. Maybe it's from the same word in the Shomas. Okay. Let's get this now. After the dead, don't they roll in the tunnels there to Israel? Mace. Okay, maybe it's from the same word. But Lamaisa, I want you to get this now. Let's work now with the pshat of Gvul Mirtach. Okay? You ready? Rashi said, Gvul Mirtach is what? What is Gvul Mirtach? Gvul Mirtach is you put in a hole and you, right now it's Kubra Ara. Gvul Mirtach is you put in a cup and you what? Mix it together with a kli. So it's very, very, very thin. Correct. Very, very thin. So the Rashba is bothered by the following kasha. Please get it. I gave you the Rashba. He says, I don't understand what's the difference between that and Kubra Ara. What's the difference between that and Kubra Ara? Let's go with Rashi's Girsa. Trukkanin is Pater from Chala. Teresa, Lamaisa is what? Teresa, what's Teresa going to be? Teresa in the Girsa of Rashi is what? Is that it's Ikad Amri, is Pater from Chala or not? So this is what I want you to get, okay? The Rosh comes along and changes the Girsa. And he says like this. Trukkanin, I'll tell you why you're chayiv and chala. He changes the girsa from putter to chayiv. Why does he change it? Because it's confined in a hole. And when it's confined in a hole, it doesn't spread out and it forms a bread, forms tzuris lechem. That's why you're chayiv and chala. So Trukkanin is chayiv and chala, change the girsa. And he wants to change the girsa for Rashi. He's mevar shitas Rashi al pi lishono shel Rashi. So he wants a claim because it's not, you can't tell from Rashi holds potter chayiv. The Rush says, I'll tell you what he says. Rashi holds chayiv chukin it because it's confined in a hole and therefore it creates a tzuris lechem. Whereas trisu is gvul mirtach, which you pour on the stove top and it spreads everywhere. There's no tzuris lechem. That's why you're potter min achala. So please get that. The Rush speaks out, Sam, what Rashi's gears is. That chukinin is not potter, but it is what? It is chayiv and chal. Why is it chayiv and chal? Because in a hole, it's confined. It forms a tzuris lechem. Therefore, you chayiv chal. Whereas what? Whereas the trisu, which patim and chal, is evolved mirtach, it's spread like a batter all over the stovetop, and there's no tzuris lechem. The meila comes along lamaisa. Because it can't go anywhere. It coagulates together. It coagulates together in the hole, and it forms into like a loaf, a roll, lamaisa, in the hole. Forms into a hole. Now comes along the Prima Gadim. Let's get it. In Simen Kuf Samaches Eshel Avram. What do we say? Remember he wrote to what did he write on Rechayim? Eshel Avram. And on the Taz he wrote Mishpaso Zav. So on the Eshel Avram in Kuf Samaches Sifkat Mem Aleph Asher, please get it. He says, according to Rashi, Trukkanen, there's a little bit of kneading done. Gvil Mirtach, there's no kneading done at all. He says, all you do is what? Mix it up. You stir it together with a spoon. So even if you bake it afterwards, you're potter from challah, because when is the chiyuv challah set in? Bishas Gilgul. Bishas Gilgul Isa, there was no what? By Gilgul Mirta, there is no Gilgul. There is no Gilgul. You want to pour that liquid batter that you mixed up into an oven? Gazutter, hey. But when you kneaded it together, there was no kneading. You just mixed it together as a full liquid. If you do it as a full liquid, forget about it. That's what the Prima Gadim fleshes out from Rashi. That by Trukkanen there is a Ksas Lisha because it's in a hole. Gvur Mirtach, there is nothing. And that's what Rashi is trying to bring out to you. That you mix it up with a spoon. Even though you bake it afterwards, it's meaningless. And Rabbi Yudah Chassid says the same thing on Lamechetz on Damascus Gublu. He says, the Belila Yosa Rakim is Sufganim, that this mixture is so thin and so liquidy, it's even more than what Sufganim. It's like Mayim. Sufganim, we said, our Pater. So surely this is Pater. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, there is one other pshat I want you to get down. The Rashba quotes of Haigon that says, Gvul Mirtach means flour and water that you pour scalding hot water, Lamaisa, on the what? On the flour, and it doesn't develop into a dough, and that's the pshat, Lamaisa, of Gvul Mirtach. It's a similar pshat that clearly the what? Clearly there is no dough, and therefore that's the din. Okay, good. So this is the pshat so far. So we are saying that Rashi also holds, change the Girsa Chukanin from Potter to Chayiv, and Trisa remains what? Trisa remains Potter. What's the difference? It's in a hole, it forms a lechem, Gavriel, whereas the other one spatters everywhere, doesn't form a lechem. Oh, this brings us now to Nahama Dahanke. The bread from India. Okay? Actually, Lamaisa, Rashi touched it as being what? What did Rashi touch it as being? Dough on the spit that you put what? Oil on it, or you put egg yolk and also oil. Comes along Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, we saw in the end of Seder, Usher, the Ramaskal Ve'ika, and he says some people have a Girsa Teresa Chayiv Bakalo. Not just chukken in chayiv b'chala, but trisa chayiv b'chala. Sam, you got it? Trisa also chayiv b'chala. Why? Because it's a thick. It's a belila ava. Belila ava is thick dough. Belila ruk is soft. But he says that tarisa is chayiv b'chala because it's thick. And if you have the girsa of chayiv, that's why it's chayiv. Because it's thick dough. But if you have the girsa, what, Teresa's pot is amazing, how clear he is. If you have the girsa that Teresa's pot, it's not amazing, but it just plugs in the girsa. If you all put them in a chala, Gavriel, what is it? Why you putter? Because it's not the derech to bake it, lachilas keva. No one does that. Right? Remember that? Yes, he plugs in both sides. That's what I want you to see. He says, your old putter must be putter because it's not the derech to do it. And that's where he quotes that some people do Nahamad Anka for cosmetics. They do it for cosmetics for women, whether it's rouge or lipstick. They don't have intention of eating this when they make this dough. But if you have the Girsa Chayiv, what are you going to say? If you have the Girsa Chayiv, it's made like any other dough, and you're Chayiv. If you have the gears of potter, the reason why it's potter is not made lachila. What are some examples that dough that are not made for achila or potter from challah?
Women's cosmetics.
Whatever you make dough for dogs, that's a beferish of Mishnah Chala. Pirak Aleph Mishnah Cheses. Pirak Aleph Mishnah Ches. Look it up later. The Mishnayos. Isis Klavim is Pater. Pirak Aleph Mishnah Ches. If the shepherds don't eat from it, you're Pater from Chala because it was not made Lachilas Adam. So I want you to get these two gears. One sec, Nate. And the Meiri Dimaskal Lechem. And Dimrasku Ulech, both places I gave you the Miri, he's told of these two pshatim based on the two girsas. If you hold that's potter min achala, then it's made for tikkuni nashim, and your potter, it's not made for eating, it's like Yisus Klavim. If you have the girsa chayiv, then what's the pshat like Rashi? You put it in a spit and eat it like a mensch. And they put shemen on it, and spices, and therefore you're chayiv. So he plugs in the girsa accordingly, and it fits very, very well. Halacha lamais. First Nate and then Benj. And then Jacob. Real quick, guys. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there's a sugya mar katan where people bake bread to keep the animals in, like, their fence or something like that. These are probably been, like, mechanical uses. They use, like,
interesting. That would be a good example. You'll find the daf for me tomorrow, Blinetter, okay? So, go ahead, Benj.
Is there a process called by matzah, if you're baking matzah?
I couldn't hear you.
Is there a process called by if you're baking matzah?
Of course. Of course, without a doubt. Yes, good kasha. In fact, we I don't forget to today, but the Gemara talks about yotzei matzah. But of course, matzah's bread. Yes, Jacob.
So the Svarah, whether to say it's high, something is chayav and challah or not, it's whether it's made to eat for people.
Yes, correct. That is the Svarah that the Rabban Yonah presents, correct. And according to Rashi, that stuff was made for people to eat on the spit. Well said. Okay, fine. Now, this brings us to the next shita, the third shita, which is what? Lechem asui lekuta chabavli, which is called sour. What was it called, Nate? Sour milk, and use bread crust. And this was being baked for breakfast. It was baked in the sun. So I want you to get this, okay? Rashi says exactly what I just said. It wasn't baked in an oven. Why is it putter? Because it's baked in the chama. Rashi said it before. She read it very nicely. Want to read that last Rashi and Amud again? Go ahead, Sam. Lechem. Lechem asui. Go ahead. Underline the chama 100 times if you could fit it in. According to Rashi, that's the reason why you're putter. Now, are you familiar with, have you ever looked in the Mishnayos inside in Shas? I'll show you tomorrow. You might even have it in your Masechta, I'm not sure. What's on? Who are the two Rishonim on the side of the Mishnayos? The Rambam and the Rash. Who's the Rash? Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz, who's one of the Rishonim. In fact, anytime Rash was quoted in Tosfos, I've told you that, it's the Rash Mishantz. Okay? One sec, Avril. So the Rash says, I believe, Lamaisa, the following. I believe that if you follow Rashi, the reason why you're putter from chama, because even if you made a nice dough, since you baked it in the chama, or you cooked it, or you fried it, you're putter from challah. Because when is the chiyuv challah taluyan? Shas what?
Gilgal.
Excellent. The time of kneading. Excellent, Jacob. And he says, you were magalgal here on the condition of what? Not baking it in an oven, you are potter from challah. Because at the end of the day, you're mevatel toras lechem. And you don't say amotz, you don't say birkas hamazon. Okay? This is the sheet of the Rash. Please get it. The Rash says it's amazing chiddush. This is the Rash's chiddush that he wants to point out. Okay? This is how the Rash says according to Rashi. The fact of the matter is you're potter because even if it was a full dough, if you had in mind when you needed it not to put it in an oven, it doesn't make a difference. It's not called a chiyuv challah, it does not get off the ground, because Gilgal al-das, not to bake it in an oven, is nothing. And therefore, you don't say amotz, you don't say birkas hamazon. Okay? You got that? Comes along Tosfos, we're going to see it inside, but we're saying it outside first. Comes along Tosfos, then I want you to see, asks on Rashi, I don't understand what you're talking about. Usher, what does it say in the Mishnah challah? It says, kol shetchilaso isa v'sofo sufganim. If tchilasu is isa and sofa sufganim, it's chayav challah. If it's chayav challah, even if you bake it only in a wooden oven, I don't care. The fact that it was an isa l'mais in the beginning should make you chayav and challah. Rashi is against the Mishnah. It started off being dough. Why should you be putter? You hear that, Kasha? The way Rashi asks, says over the pshat is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Asher, if it begins to be an isa and it ends up being sufganim, what's the din? If the din is your chayv and chala, if you start off being Eis and ends up being Shufkarim, your chayv and chala. Chayv and chala, Rashi says it doesn't make a difference. So according to Rashi, you're against the Mishnah. So because of that, get it down, Rabbi Natan is cholik on Rashi, we'll see it in the Taisus, and he says, even Issa Gemura, if you don't bake it in an oven, if you bake it in the sun, you are chayv and chala. Rashi's wrong, he says. He's cholik on Rashi. If it's full dough, even if you don't bake it in the oven, you bake it on the sun, you will be chayiv.
So it's not
totally he says if it was Issa, you can be chayiv. And everyone agrees it was Issa. Question is, how are you going to bake it? Rashi says it was dough, but you bake it later in the oven, in the sun, that what potters you. Rabbi Natan says it shouldn't make a difference. You're against the Mishnah. So, Lomaisa, I want you to get this. The Talbini Rabbeinu Yoina in Dibur Maskil Lechem say like this. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina say, the reason why you're potter from Chala according to Rabbeinu Tam, yes? Why are you potter according to Rabbeinu Tam if it's Mamish and Issa? Yes? The reason being is that even though it's thick, because not Asui Lapas, it was Asui to be made in what? To charcoal it and to eat it in part of the dip. So it's like Issa's Klovim. Even though it was a thick dough, since it's not omid la'achila, you are putter from chala. It was not omid la'achila, so you are putter from chala. And the Meiri Damascus Lechem says the same thing. This lechem that was made l'kutach is putter from chala, because it was not made to be eaten as bread on its own. It was to be made as to be part of a dip. And the Ra'ah and the Shittim Gebet Damascus Ika says the same thing. You did not have in mind to eat it as bread. The Radbaz in Hilchos Bikur in Perek Vav Halacha Yud says that's the pshat of the Rambam too. So I don't care whether you bake it in the oven. Even if you were baking it in an oven, l'maisa you'd be putter. Because I did not have in mind to eat it separately as a bread. I made it to make it part of the recipe of kutach habavah.
Like pizza.
I don't know, l'maisa, to make the sour dip, l'maisa, the sour cream.
Is it the same thing?
But you're making it as a kutach. You're making it as a kutach. That's why. I want you to get this. According to Rashi, please get this mahalo so far. According to Rashi, what does Rashi say? Gavriel, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, because you what? You bake it in the sun, your potter. What does the Rashi say? The Rashi says, because at the time of Isis Gilgal, you didn't have in mind to bake it in the oven, so you're going to be potter. So Isis Gilgal is nothing. Frekta bin Atam, the Mishnah says, Beferis, Tchilas Isis Officer of Gonim is Chayiv. What do you do with the Mishnah? Must be you're wrong. And he says, even though it's an Isa Gemura, you would be Chayiv and Chala. Oh, so why you potter? Why is Teresa potter in a Chala? What's the answer? Because it was made not to eat as bread as itself. That's what Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Ra'ah, the Shimon Kubetzes, the Radbaz, they all say it was made to be part of this recipe of what? This sour cream. It was sour milk to make up this crust. And this is the Chiddush I want you to flesh out with the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Everyone got this now? Now, the Marsha and the Pnei Yoshua say a different shot. The Marsha and the Pnei Yoshua say as follows. The Marsha and the Pnei Yoshua say the following Chiddush, which I want you to get. What do they say? You with me? The Marsha and the Pnei Yoshua say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to give you a different reason why Kutach HaBavli is putter from Chala. You know why it's putter from Chala? Because it was a thin dough, Balila Raka. That's what the Marsha and the Pnei Yoshua say for Rabbeinu Tam. You have to be Masber, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why you are not Chayv and Chala. One pshat is it wasn't made to be eaten as bread itself. The other pshat is the batter was totally thin. So don't ask me a kasha tchilaso sufkanim, the sofa sufkanim. What is the din about tchilaso sufkanim, the sofa sufkanim, Gavriel? No, not if it's tchilas sufkanim, the sofa sufkanim. That's potter and chala. That's what you meant. That's exactly what this is. It was thin in the beginning, it was thin at the end, it was not considered to be what? Something that's chayv and chala, and that's what the Marsha Pnei Yoshua say, Pshat HaKorner Ben Atam. Okay?
The Mishnah of Tchilas Suskana and Sofa Suskana would apply here, no?
Yes, that's why it's Pater Min HaChala. You have to be Masber HaKorner Ben Atam, why it's Pater. That's exactly what they said. Now, you had a Kasha before, Gabriel. What was the Kasha? You got it? Okay, great. So this is the Pshat Lamaisa. So we have to think about how we're going to try to answer Rashi, right? Because Toys has a strong kasha on Rashi Lamaisa, Very strong kasha, Lamaisa. We have to see, Lamaisa, if we can come up with a pshat to try to save Rashi. Okay? We have to come up with a pshat to try to save Rashi, halacha Lamaisa. But it's a very strong kasha that the Rabbi Natan has on what? He has on Rashi. Right? It's a very strong kasha, halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Now, let's take this a step further, Lamaisa, and that is, what is the distinction between Limudim and Nisarim? What is the distinction between Limudim and Nisarim? So what did Rashi say? Let's get it. What did it say in the Gemara? Mina Aminala. Yes? What did it say, Mina Aminala? If you make it like what? Oven? Like cakes? Like rolls? Then you're Chayv and Chala. If you make it like planks, you're Pater. So how does Rashi touch this? And maybe with that in mind, we'll be able to what? Give an answer to what? To in a time's kasha on Rashi. What does the Rashi say? Rashi says the Rashi is Masber Rashi. Why is oven chayiv? Why are oven chayiv? The Rashi says why are oven chayiv and limudim putter? Why should limudim be putter? It was Isa. It's a dough. Please get this. Why? I'll tell you why. Because if you make it as a plank, you have in mind when you needed it to bake it in the oven, not in the tanur. If you make it as a thick piece of roll, then lamaisa, when it's oven, it's not nikar that it's going for the dip. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv what? You're going to be chayiv midrabanan. The chiyuv is only midrabanan. This is the chiluk that the Rash makes for Rash. Okay? In other words, the reason why you're chayiv oven lamaisa is because it's thick lamaisa. It looks lamaisa. It's not nikar that you're making for kutach. Might be a very nice piece of bread. So therefore, midrabanan they were mechayiv you in chala not to get mixed up with a regular isa that's chayiv midiraisin chala. Okay, there's a chayiv midrabanan the Rashi says for Rashi. Masha'enkin. No. Masha'enkin lamaisa. In the case of what? Oven. Oven
says chayav.
Yeah, but it's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan.
That's bread, he said.
No.
Rolls or cake.
No, we're saying that there's two didim, oven and limudim.
Right.
Oven are made up like what? Bread. Like Rashi says, like bread, lamaisa. Right? Because you bake them in the sun. You bake them in the sun. That we're bringing a raya for that. In order to be chayv and chalam in a Torah, you got to get this. Is to be chayv only when you bake it in the sun, lamaisa. So the Tosfos attacks Rashi and says, "Oh, tchilas of the Isa of Gonim is chayv and chala. How could you say such a thing? What do you mean? The only time I say you're chayv and Isa is when I have in mind to bake it. What? To bake it in an oven. You're going to be chayv chala. If you're going to bake it in the sun, you're not going to be chayv chala in a Torah. So why are you chayv what by limudim?" Right, I'm sorry, ka'oven. Why are you chayv midrabanan? So people shouldn't be marsayin. But limudim, everyone knows you don't have in mind to bake it what in the oven. You're not going to get mixed up with regular dough. You're not going to be mixed up with regular dough, and therefore lamaisa. That's number one reason. Number two, if you make it like oven or chayshish, maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe you'll change your mind and you'll use it and you'll bake it in a regular oven. Maybe you'll change your mind and not just do it in the sun. So the two reasons why they made a chayv in Rabbanan. Please get this, okay? And the Maisa, based on this, we could turn around and say, what's Rabbi Natan's kasha Rashi? Why are you attacking Rashi? Oh, you don't think Rashi knew the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Tchilasi v'sofas v'gonim. That's if you want to bake it, what? You're going to bake it in an oven, the Maisa, right? If you have in mind to bake it in an oven, the Mishnah says what it says, you'll be chayv in challah. But if I don't have that in mind, Lamaisa, then what's the big deal? I'm not going to be chayv min atayra. Im gilgulosu mitchilas ava kmo shar yisus ubasof ava so ba'alfis o b'shar mashkin l'maisa. So that's how Rashi would respond back to Rabbeinu Tam's kasha and Rashi. And that's beared out with the notion of oven and limudim. When you talk about baking in the sun, you're never going to be chayv in challah. You never, if you had in mind the baking in the sun, you're not going to be chayv and challah. Oh, so why you chayv the oven? What's the answer, Gabriel? Midrabanan. Either because why? Either because people are going to get mixed up, or because you might change your mind, lamaisa. But nonetheless, it's a drabanan halacha lamaisa. Okay. Now, the Talmid Rav Yonah, yes, Nate.
The fact that the second answer is that you might end up throwing it into the oven.
Yes. So midrabanan they imposed it on you. Yeah, but what you were going to do? What no? But Talyang, what you're going to do at the time of Gilgal? How are you going to bake it? Kneading is when it's in a dough state. So Rashi Shita is what did you have in mind when you what? When you kneaded the dough?
Right.
So if you had in mind to bake it in the sun, you're pukim in a Torah from Chala.
You're saying now that if you had in mind during Gilgal, you're going to bake it in something, you end up throwing it into the oven. You're still chayav there, right?
Midrabanan, l'maisa. Midrabanan, because we're concerned you might do that. You're right. Midrabanan, we're concerned you might do that because if you end up baking it in the oven, you will be chayav min atayr. Even though you had in mind to only use it in the sun, but you didn't end up doing that.
So you threw it in the oven. So even
and that would make it chayav min atayr.
So we're saying it's totally on Gilgal.
It's totally on Gilgal, though, well, I said, but if you end up baking it in an oven, you'll be chayav min atayr.
So it's not
Gilgal. It's totally on Gilgal, having in mind what you're going to do with it if you end up doing it like that. You need you, it's Tali and Gilgal al das to bake it. What? Bake it in the oven. It's Tali to bake it in the oven. You have in mind to bake it in the sun, then Gilgal will not be chayef lemais. Okay, it is Tali on the Gilgal what you had in mind, but if you end up doing it practically, it'll be chayef. So we're afraid that's what's going to happen. So the two scenarios where that might happen. So that's a chiv what? That's a chiv min rabbanan that Rashi has. Yes, according to the Rashi, that's not Rashi's masbur. Yeah, go ahead.
So according to the Rashi, he's saying that according to the Rashi, if you were did the Gilgal halas to cook it in the oven, but that's let's say you then end up only cooking it in the sun, but that would still be chayav chala because you had in mind at Shas Gilgal to put it in the oven.
According to Rashi says ain't ofen so betoner el b'chama. It depends from Rashi lemaisa what you had in mind, right?
So what you had in mind, let's say you had in mind to bake it in the oven, but then you don't end up baking it in the oven, but it still is, would it still be chayav chala then?
Yes. It still will be chayav and chala at that point. That's why Nate was asking Shas Gibel. Shabbos Gibel is the ikker, but there will be an extension of that. That if you end up cooking it and baking it in the oven, then it will turn out to my friend that you were chayav. You follow me according to Rashi. That's the shita according to Rashi. So that's why it's been rabbanan. Now lamaisa, this is the shita. What is the shita of Rashi? And we're saying that the Rashi is masba that it's going to be min rabbanan. If that's the case, lamaisa. The Rashba asks, let's get it. The Rashba asks, he says, in Damascus, also, why if you made it limudim your putter? Like,
what are
the Rabbi Yonah said? Let's do the Rashba first, okay? The Rashba asks on Rashi, and he says, if it's made limudim your putter, but the East is Chayav Chal, Shas Gilgal. Like Nate said, Shas Gilgal, it still was not Kim limudim. If you made it limudim, you're potter. You don't know what you do with the dough. You make the dough. Are you going to make it flat like a plank? Or are you going to make it what?
Rolls.
Are you going to make it rolls? So why don't you ask even earlier, before you get to the oven, why is us and limudim potter? Bishas isa lamaisa, it was chayv and chala. Why all of a sudden is when you make it limudim, lamaisa, you're chayv, kodim gilgal, lamaisa. So I want you to get this answer, Rashba. This is a beautiful answer. He says like this. He says, Gilgal Issa is chayv and chala. Only Bishas Gilgal, if you have in mind to make it bread. But if Bishas Gilgal, you had in mind to make it planks, you're not going to be chayv Bishas Gilgal. And that's exactly what's happening here. Bishas Gilgal Issa, if you had in mind to make oven, and then you change your mind to make limudim, what's the din? You are what? No, you are chayv. Again, you had in mind to make oven, you changed your mind to make limudim your chayiv, because this is the Rashba. Shas Gilgal, you're already chayiv. This highlights the notion of Shas Gilgal. It all depends upon when you make the dough. When you made the dough, if you made the dough, let's get it down, to make it as oven, then you're going to what? Then you're going to be chayiv. Halacha lamaisa. Even when you made the dough to do what? To make limudim, then you're going to what? Then you're going to be putter. So I want you to get that. If you have in mind to make dough and make it oven, you change your mind and make what? Limudim, you'll still be chayiv. Because Shas Gilgal is the chiyuv. Kind of like what we said, lemaisa legabe what? Legabe baking it in the sun. If you change your mind and did it in the oven, you still will be chayiv. Okay? So that is the Chiddush Lomai that we're bringing out. Shas Gilgal is the one. Shas Gilgal is considered to be the Iker. Halacha Lomaisa. Okay? That's what the Shita of the Rashba says. And therefore, you made it like a Mudim and Pater. Aren't you chayiv before? No. Because you had in mind when you did the Gilgal that you're making it Limudim. It turns out, Lechiyuv, though, if Bishas Gilgal you had in mind to make oven, you change your mind to Limudim, you'll still be chayiv. We always go Lechumra. We always go Lechumra. You understand what I mean by always go Lechumra?
What are planks? I don't really understand.
Like flat things, just to put on the, make a surface. Let's say I don't want to have this desk. I want to have dough. It's the surface.
Not to eat? Or is it to eat?
Could be like that. Seems like that. Maybe not to eat. You're putting it as a surface. You're putting it as a surface. Well said.
Maybe like a foundation.
Yeah, well said. Make it like a foundation. You make it like a foundation.
That doesn't sound like...
You make it like a foundation. Okay, now let's get to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Please, let's get it. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. I want to give a chiluk also to an oven limudim, he says. He says, the Gemara says, Imsachim, when you bake bread in the sun, you're pata from challah. But if you make it thick, Lamaisa, if you make it thick, what is thick kenot? Thick connotes like an oven. Even though I baked it in the sun, I don't treat it like it was baked in the sun. Because it was made thick, you're chayv and challah. So I want you to get it. The difference between oven and limudim is when a case where you baked it in the sun, but if you make it oven, it makes it look like it was made in an oven. And therefore, we don't treat it like it was pas baked in sun. And therefore, you're chayv challah. And he says, that's why limudim, exactly like you said, Gavriel, when you make limudim, you're patur chala because it's not omid lachila, kederach pas. It's not like oven, which is chayiv, it's domed a pas lachila, and therefore we make a gzer of maris ayin, again it's the rabbanon, to be chayiv and chala. You be chayiv and rabbanon, absolutely. Even though we know that min haTorah, but bread baked in the sun is part from a gemara m'sachem la menzayin amar aleph. But mid rabbanon, we will make you chayiv halacha lamaisa. Okay, you will make you chayiv halacha lamaisa. Now I want to point out to you one sec, Gavriel. Not everyone holds it's the rabbanon. Seems that way. The ra'ah and the meiri and the shidim gubetzis. The ra'ah is on laman chesvan rasko v'im in the meiri demesko v'lechem and the shidim gubetzis and the radbaz. They all say four shittas. They all say that in their opinion, when you make it oven, you're chayv and chal, because you're megala das, you want to eat it like it is. You don't want to make it part of a dip. When you make it oven, it shows you want to eat it as bread. And therefore, according to them, you'd be chayv chal mina Torah. It just wouldn't be midrabanan. So I want you to get that shita. That's the raw and the meiri, the shim kibetz and rabbas, that would be a chiv mina Torah. So it's not so poshut whether when you say oven your chayiv is it mid rabbanon mid raisa according to Rashi and Rashi is the rabbanon according to Rabbeinu Yonah it's the rabbanon, but lamaisa there is one sheet that holds and I want you to know that it seems like it is min haTorah this chiyuv halacha lamaisa.
Why are they saying it's the raisa of the oven?
Because it shows that you made it thick. It shows your megala das you want to eat it as bread, not under the rubric of kutach to be one of the elements and the ingredients of kutach. And that's why you made it thick. Okay? Because when you want to make it thick, that shows, Lamaisa, that you want to eat it as bread. But if you make it thin, then that shows it's part of really, really what kutach is. Yes, go ahead, Gabriel. What do you say?
I don't really understand why if we bake it in the sun, does that automatically make it butter and meat hot?
Because that's not the derech of baking. It's not the derech of baking bread. We don't bake bread in the sun. Something that's not the derech is not something in the sun is not the derech that doesn't generate a chiv challah. Challah is only a chiv when there's normalcy done, when you bake in a normal well. It's shaloka derech. Just like if you Gemara says in Shabbos, if you cook an egg on Shabbos, are you chayiv? No, it's not bishul. Rashi says in Shabbos, lav derech bishulo. Rav Moshe writes a tshuva, if you cook something in a microwave on Shabbos today, you're chayiv skewer. What do you mean? Because it's derech bishul nowadays, microwave. In the sun is not their mission. You got it? Okay, excellent. Okay, now this leads us to the following, and then we got to get into the Tyson and get the three Shitas. Let's just get this following the Kuda. How do we paskin? Let's get it. in Siman Kuf Samaches Siftet Zayin. Bread that was made lekutach. If you make it oven, what's the din? You guys tell me. And what bracha? Motzi. What happens if you make it limudim? What's the bracha?
Mizonos.
Excellent. Rabbi Yeruchim says the same thing. I'm sorry, that's in the tour. That's in the tour. The Shulchan Aruch, though, says something different, surprising. The Shulchan Aruch, in their Kuf Samaches Siftet Zayin, says, I want you to get it. It's very strange. You look it up, I'll give it to you tomorrow in the Seder. You look it up in Mishnah Berurah. Everyone should really bring the Mishnah Berurahs in, guys. Mechaber Paskins, bread that's made lekutach is same as zonos. And what does he leave out? He doesn't say that it doesn't make a difference whether it's limudim or what, nisar. Doesn't mention it. It's a pella. Who asks on the Mechaber? Dibri Chamudos. Simon Yud. He says, why the Mechaber? What's the word Hishmit? What does Hishmit mean? Excellent. Omit. Why did he omit this chiluk? Rabbeinu Shalom. No one argues on this chiluk. So I want you to get this. This is an amazing vort. This is the Divrei Chamudos asks on the Mechaber. So he writes the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Birag Ra in Sifkon Memches say that the whole chiluk in oven and limudim is only shaykh like Abe what? Jacob, about what category? Challah. Only by challah. But not by a motzi. Wow. Wow. Oven you can mix up with other lechem. Could be a big mixture if they pattered it from challah. Okay. Or maybe you'll change your mind, you'll make lechem out of it. They're from the Rabbanan, they're Mechayev challah. He's obviously working with the Rishonim that say it's only the Chiyuv challah is only the Rabbanan here. But like, this is what the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Birag Ra say. But a hamotzi, there's no difference whether it's oven or limudim. Both of them are never hamotzi. Both of them are never hamotzi. You didn't bake it in the oven. You baked it in the sun. And therefore, it's not hamotzi. Okay? I want you to get that. It's a very interesting chiddush. Happens to be the Bach holds that according to the Rash, that you have das to bake it, and you change your mind, you don't bake it. He says you would say hamotzi. The Bach doesn't like the shtickle Torah. But the Magen Rambam is cholik. He says that din of having in mind to bake it in the end, even though you end up cooking it, you're chayv and challah. Like Abi Brachas, it doesn't make a difference. It's always going to be mezonos, like the Gaon Eliyahu Rabbah. So the Magen Rambam is working with the Gaon Eliyahu Rabbah against the Bach. The Bach says that according to what the Rash, if you have in mind to bake it, you change your mind, don't bake it, just like you're chayv and challah, be chayv and hamotzi. What's the difference? He says, if you had in mind to bake it, the bracha should be the same. If chayav and chayav should be a motzi. Magen Rambam says that's ridiculous. At the end of the day, you didn't what? You didn't make it. You didn't bake it in the oven. So legabi brachas, it should be a mezonos. So the Magen Rambam says like the Gaon in Eliyahu Rabbah, legabi brachas, it should stay a mezonos. That's the chiddush I want you to get. You follow me?
In terms of oven, they're chayav and chayav, but they're mezonos.
Yes, correct. Which we're going to talk about with the Tosis. You can have things that are chayv mezonos, and then you're chayv challah, correct. A bunch of cookies, make tons of cookies. Okay? Has to have tzuras apas, not noodles, but okay, we're going to get to the noodles as well. Okay, fine. That's a chiddush I want you to get. Please get it. Very, very interesting chiddush that we split it, because in the beginning of the sugya, right, what did it talk about, guys? The whole first part of the Gemara we learned today. What did it talk about? But what category? What category? Challah. Did it once bring up amotzi? Yes or no? No. On the next part of the Gemara, when we get to that tomorrow, Linetter, if we get to it, it brings in amotzi. But the first part of the Gemara was about challah, so it's very sharp. Maybe you could be mechayt in what? Amotzi and challah. Okay. Oh. With this in mind now, let's start Tosis. Okay. Let's start Taisa Sammy doing a great job because there's three shitas in Rishonim. I remember when my brother Shlita was in YU, I was a senior in high school. I came to visit him in YU. We went to a Knicks game. He took me to a Knicks game. That was when Jordan was a rookie. I remember it. I think it was the only half that he never scored in the history of his NBA career. He didn't score. I'll never forget one dunk that he did. It was unbelievable. But I think the first half, he didn't, or the best one, the second half, he didn't score a point. I think it was the only half in his career. So I was zeicher to see the only half where he never scored. Okay? But I remember I had chaverim because I had gone to a Morasha High School Kollel, and then later I became the counselor for Rabbi Cohen 3 summers. But I remember I visited my chaverim because I went myself in high school, and they were in Rav Willig Shir, Shlita. Rav Willig taught the early admissions Shir. This is many, many years ago. And I remember he was giving Shir on this Tysus Lechem that we're going to do right now. They were learning Ketzim Mevorchen over 30 years ago. And I want to do the 3 shitas in the Rishonim that we're going to get right now. Sam, let's go. Go ahead. Let's start the Tysus. Go ahead. 3 shitas in Rishonim. Go ahead. I remember you made a chart about it. I remember you made a chart. Okay, I don't know if we're going to make a chart, but let's get the shitas. Okay? Go ahead. You ready? Go ahead, Sam. Let's see inside. Usher, you got me? Go ahead. Bite. Guys, look inside. Yeah. Lechem asui le what? Lechem asui le kutach. Go ahead. What do you got? Go ahead. Oh. You made him into what? You made him into... Lemudim are planks. Sam, planks. Please. Go ahead. Go ahead. It means they dried him out in the sun. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Vakasha. Anything that is the beginning dough and the end sufganim. Soft. Sufganim are soft batter. Go ahead. Sufganim is like, you know, yes, maybe. Softer. Go ahead. It means spongy. Go ahead. Chayavin. Oh, go ahead. The whole show what? Also a chai v'chala. As long as you have chala, first stage or second stage. Go ahead. The only time you complete the butter is what? Next case. Trilasa sufganim. Oh, so if we're talking according to Rashi, there was an isa gemura, you just dry it out in the sun, so you should be chai v'chala. That's his kasha. You're against the Mishnah. So it must be that what? What must it be? That according to what? According to Benatam, must be in the beginning it was soft and the end it was soft. That's what you have to say. That's how the Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua learn up Rashi. That's how they say the Shema. See, Tosfos doesn't fill in the blank, guys. Did you hear what I just said, Gabriel? Tosfos doesn't fill in the blank. And therefore what? So therefore, why are you potter? So the Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua fill in the blank that it's what case? It's Tchilaso Zufkanim and Sovo Zufkanim. That's why you're potter. That's how the Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha learn. How did Tamir Ben Yonah learn? And the Miri Shidu Gubetzis knew? That's why we did this before Taisus outside, so we plug it in. How did they learn? That it was baked for inedibility. It was baked for clothing or baked for cosmetics. That's how you fill in the blank. Taisus doesn't fill in the blank for you. Okay? The Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua do. That's one approach. But Tabir Ben Yon and the Miri say differently. That it was made for what? It was not made for edible eating. It was made for what? It was made for like klovim, or it was made to be part of a recipe. It wasn't made to eat bread as bread on its own. Yeah. Tosus doesn't say why you're putter. Pashup shad is because it's chilosos of konim, sofos of konim. That's how the Marsha and Pnei Yeshua is. That's how Tosus sends signs off. That's the third case that he mentions must be. That's the case. Okay, he doesn't say it beferish. No. Does he say it beferish? He doesn't say it beferish. That's what I want you to get. I don't think he stressed that in Lamaisa when we did that. When he read the Tosis, I'm Mimosif. Tosis doesn't add on Lamaisa. Tosis doesn't say what it is. He just tells you the case of the Mishnah. What he means to say is, according to Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha, is that it means it's the third case. It's Chichlosos of Kana and Sovos of Kana. Maybe that's what he meant. But that's what Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha said. Gavriel, you got me? What's the other pshat to say? Maybe you have to come up with an outside svara. What's the outside svara? Tamid Rabbi Yonah says, because why? Because it wasn't made for being bread itself. It was made to be part of a dip. So since it was made for like Isis Klovim, it wasn't made to be eaten as bread itself. It was to be tuffle to the kutach. And therefore, since you didn't have in mind to eat it separately as bread, therefore you're going to be potter. So the two approaches as to why Rabbi Natan is going to say that what? Two approaches as to why Rabbi Natan is going to say what? Lamaisa should be putter, because he's attacking Rashi. If it's Issa, it's Chayiv, Lamaisa. Okay? So that's what we're saying so far. You got this? Clear? Sam, you got it? Okay. Go ahead. Weiter now. What does Toys say, Weiter? Go ahead. Deem Cain. Yeah, benivlish. Right? The small rolls are rickolish. What's rickolish? It's like kind of like kreploch or kind of like, you know, stuffed. Yeah, these pastries, right? Kreploch or, you know, yeah, the pockets that you stuff in, you know, that has dough all around it. Meat around it. The kreploch. The dough, meat with the dough all around it. Go ahead. The tchilaso. Both these things are what? Tchilaso isa. Starts off, you say a mochi and you chayav challah. Afalpi what? Even though what? In the end of the day, you fry them. Yes? So that's the shita lamaisa. Correct. That's the shita we're saying that what? Belila ava. Even though what? What is the din alach lamaisa? So what are we saying here? You guys tell me, what is the din lamaisa? What is the din? He's saying that it cannot be lamaisa. That what? If it's thin batter, you're going to be what? You're going to be putter. Lamaisa, if it's baked in the oven, he says, I don't understand how you could be chayv and challah, right? It's sufkanim, sufkanim. So lamaisa, if it's sufkanim, sufkanim, that's why you're putter, or because it was made for that. But if you give me a case where there's mamish isa, you're going to be chayv. And he gives you two cases, nivelish, or benivlish, and also risholash. Those two things are isa. You say amotzi, you say what? Chayv and challah, even though it's sufkanim. Fine. That's a shita. Go ahead, umitchila. Go ahead. What does that mean, mitchila? Originally he thought, okay, which is going to be a shita we're going to see in Rishonim, okay? Originally he thought, go ahead. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. I want you to get it down. Go ahead. Davka it's chayiv. Go ahead. It says ariso sechem dough in shlaka hoil. Aval. You're potter from motzi da'achshav heim sufkanim. So here he breaks the difference between challah and the bracha. Yes, you got it. So this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. Please get it. The isa that's cooked is chayv and challah. Get it down. Isa that is cooked, I don't care if it's cooked. You're chayv and challah, plain and simple. You don't say amotzi because of Muslim. I agree with you. Because challah, as Nate said earlier, is chayv mishas what? Gilgal isa. Shas Gilgal isa was a believer. Oh, it's chayv and challah. Motzi because Muslim is tying to mishas afia. Mishas afia wasn't a lechem. So therefore what? Therefore you don't say amotzi, you don't say because of Muslim. That's what Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say. He's going to back out of. Okay? Now the Ramah in Simon Kuf Samach Gimel Kuf Samach Hasif Yigimel is Mekel. His minig is to Mekel, not to say amotzi because of Muslim, and Belila Ava that was not baked in a what? In an oven. And the Shulchan Aruch says Yarish Shamayim should be Yotze Bolchitas and only eat what? Eat bread first. The Ramah seems to be Mekel. The Minhag seems to be Mekel, he says. Like the Shita, and you only say, you don't say Amotzi because I'm Muslim. I believe the oven was not cooked, baked in an oven. Okay, but this is the third Shita. What are the first two Shitas? Go ahead, Velona Ira, and then we can get to the first two Shitas. Velona Ira, go ahead. Don't say Nira Lee, please. Velona Ira. Velona Ira. I have Velona, it's Velona Ira. Go ahead. Lo Nira, go ahead. What do we learn in the previous sugya? You take these what? Exactly, take it, you say hamotzi, and you, even though it's fried in oil and it's betug b'shem, you still say it retains the din of what? Hamotzi. So don't give me the business that if you want. Don't give me the business that if you fry, you don't put it in an oven, it loses the bracha motzi. It's not true. You see, it's not true. So basically, what emerges is three shitas. I want you to get them down. Maybe we'll write them, but I'm going to say it outside first. What are the three shitas? Number one, the Rash. The Rash says, any belila ava. And the Ramban says like this. Any belila ava that's cooked in the sun, fried or cooked, is not chayv and challah. And you don't say amotzi because of all, you say mizonos. Plain and simple. Any belila ava that is not cooked in an oven baked in an oven, if it's cooked in the sun or fried or cooked, you are not chayv in challah, no amotzi, no birkas hamazon. It is mezonos, through and through. The Rashi and Ramban. That's number one. Number two, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. What does Shitas Rabbeinu Tam say? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam says, once it's Isa, what's the din? I don't care what stage. What's the din if it's an Isa? You say amotzi, you're chayv in challah. Even though he didn't want in mechalakin achala and motzi, maybe not, but he backed out of that. Okay, he backed out of that. He was chozerbo because the brisa in Menachos that we learn says you say amotzi even though it's fried. Okay, if you look at Msachim, it says Menachos stam. It includes what? What does the word Menachos include? All types of Menachos, machvis, macheshes, right? Maybe those things, that's where it says amotzi. Now, if you are Rashi and Ramban, how do you get out of that raya? You guys tell me. You guys tell me, how do you get out of that? How do you get out of that raya with the Menachos? What's it talking about? I'll tell you what it's talking about. It says the Rashi, only Minchas Solas, fine flour, or Minchas Mafa, where you baked it, where there was no tigun. But it's not talking about Machvis or Macheshes. Because Machs Marches, you would say Amazonos. Wow, that's a good way to get out of it. What did the Brisa say by Menachos? What did it say by Menachos? It said Amotzi, yes? Isn't that a good raya? That you should say Amotzi? How do you get out of that? That's assuming that it was talking about all types of Menachos. The Rosh says not talking about Amotzi, it's talking about fine flour. Or were you baked in the oven? That's why you say Amotzi. But if it's fried, if it's Machs Marches, maybe you'd only say Amazonos. Okay? And then he says, even if you want to tell me it's on Machas, maybe they only put a little bit of shemen in there. It's only a little bit of shemen. So it wasn't deep fried. It was only a little bit of shemen. That's like afia still. If it's like afia, that's why it's amotzi because of mazon. That's a sharp raya, lamaisa. Very sharp raya. To get out of that, lamaisa. Okay? So what emerges is three shitas, lamaisa. What emerges is three shitas in Rishonim. If you don't bake the dough in an oven, what's the story about challah because of mazon? What are the three shitas? Gavriel, you got to know it. Rashi and Ramban says what? Mazonos through and through. What's Rabbeinu Tam say? Hamotzi in your bench. And what's the third shita? What Rabbeinu Tam started off saying with the Rabbeinu Yonah that what? You're chayv in challah, but you're not chayv in what? Motzi and because of mazon. And the Ramah seems to be making. What'd you say? Yeah, you say Mazonos. Correct. And the Ramah seems to be making. He says you would only say what? A Belilah, we don't put an oven. He says you can be making. You don't have to say Amotzi because I'm Muslim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it. Yar Shamayim should eat with bread. Aye, how do you get out of the Raya of Tosfos that you say what? Birkas Amazon and Chayav Chala? Because it wasn't talking about all Menachos. That's number one. It's only talking about Solus and what else? Vafa Betona or what else? Even if you use shemen, it was talking about marcheshes and what else? Machmas? Only a little bit of shemen. So only a little bit of shemen, it's still classified as afiyah. And I want to show you a riot to this, to the Rosh. What is the riot to the Rosh's opinion? The Rosh brings a riot that cooked dough is not considered pas from a Gemara later on in Lamechesim and Beis and Brachas, Memal from an Al-Kad willing to show when we get there. When it talks about matzah, if you cook matzah, are you yotzeh the Seder? Yes or no? If you cook matzah, are you yotzeh the Seder? Reb Meir says yes, as long as it hasn't been absorbed, it's not nimuach. And Reb Yossi says you're not yotzeh. Because cooking is mafkia the shem lechem. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Reb Yossi. So you see that Bishul's mafkia the Torah's lechem. He treats this so seriously, the Rosh. Therefore, since he holds like Reb Yossi, any bishul takes away the shame lechem, and that's why it drops from being birkas amazon and amotzi to only mizonos and alamichit, even if the prusas are kayamos. That's the Rosh's raya. Again, the Rosh said, anytime it's what? Anytime it's cooked, lamaisa. In the oven, in the sun, lamaisa, or it's fried, lamaisa, or cooked with water, lamaisa, it takes away the shame lechem. He got that from Reb Yossi on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Reb Yossi says, matzah that is cooked is not good for the Seder. Halacha lemaisa. Matzah is cooked is not good for the Seder. So that's the din, Lamaisa. Okay? That's the din. What'd you say? Yes, shows that Bishul takes away the shame lechem from it. And that's exactly what's happening here. The Bishul takes away the shame lechem because what, you cooked it with water, you didn't bake it in the oven. So you did this various, you put it in the sun, or you baked it in with water, cooked it with water, and therefore going to be obviously it defaces it from being a shame lechem, and it's going to be a problem, halacha l'maisa. Okay? You got this? It's going to be a problem, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now, if we take this l'maisa, if we take this one step further, okay? If we take this one step further, it comes out, l'maisa, that according to the Rosh, and I want you to get this, okay? Let's get this, and we'll have to pick it up from this point in Tysus tomorrow, but I want you to get this. What would you say, according to the Rosh, bread that was cooked and the prusas are still kayamos? What is the din, according to the Rosh, we said? Excellent. 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 So didn't we learn on Amud Aleph? Excellent. Excellent, Jacob. Didn't we learn on Amud Aleph that the prusas kayamos, and I was talking about a case where it was cooked? What did you say? Yeah, and what? Because I'm Muslim. How do you deal with the Gemara? Great kasha. What's the answer? I kind of spilled the beans. Who's that like? That's like Reb Meir. That's like Reb Meir, that the cooking doesn't make a difference. That the cooking what? Cooking doesn't make a difference. But if you're holding Reb Yossi, it would make a big difference. You would say, Mezonos on Al Mechir. He says, that price on Amal is according to Reb Yossi. Wow. I'm sorry. The price on Amal is going like Reb Meir. But according to Reb Yossi, the din would be Mezonos on Al Mechir. That is correct. Excellent. Even if it's not Nimuach. Because the bottom line is that cooking is Mafkir the Shem Lechem. Okay? Now, I want you to get this. I want you to get this. Are you with me? Halacha l'maisa, we make a split. We hold like the Rosh up to a certain point. That Issa that was cooked, we don't say Amotzi. But I want you to get this. What happens if you have full bread that was baked, and then you cook it after it was baked? See, we'll hold like the Rosh if it was never baked. You follow me? Get that down. It was only cooked. You're going to sim Mezonos on the Chit. But if it ended up being baked, and then you cook it, we don't hold like there. We don't hold like the Rosh. We hold like the Tamir Ben Yonah that say if there's a Kazayas, what's the din? What do we say in Mechaber and Sifyur? You remember it with Chavitza? If there's a Kazayas, what do? You say Amotzi. Mishra Berurah says the Sifka and Samachtes. What's the difference, guys? Because bread that was what? That was cooked, it was a full-fledged bread that was baked, you cook it afterwards, it already was chal Hashem, what? Lechem on it, and therefore what? You can't deface it, and therefore what? Therefore, if you're going to say Amotzi, there's a Kazayas. Mashen came dough that was baked and was not cooked, it never had a Hashem Lechem on it. That's why you say a bracha of what? Zonos. Get it down, please. Yes. According to the Rosh, we said that what? If it was never baked, the dough, the bracha will be Mizonos because it never had a Shem Lechem on it. But if it was baked, and then after you baked it, Nate, you cooked it, then already, Lamais, if it's a Kazayas, it will stay Amotzi because it had a Shem Lechem. Gabriel, did you get that down? And that's a beautiful Hezber comes out, Lamais. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah is Masber beautifully, Lamais. That's how it comes out, Alach Lamais. And the Madonna Yontif on that Russian Simon Yudo Zion in the Bir Agra, the Sif Kamalama Bey says, who do we paskin like? Rameh Reb Yossi. Paskin like Reb Yossi. You're not Yotze with cooked matz on the Seder. Yes? But what happens if what? The pas was bread and then you cooked it. Then you cooked it and there's a kazayas. There's a difference between matz and bread, Nate. Bread that you cook still retains the Shem Lechem. But when it comes to matzah, you're not Yotze. Because what do you need when it comes to matzah? What do you need when it comes to matzah? Tam matzah. Bepiv. And when you have baked matzah and then you cook it, it messes up the taste. But when it comes to what? It comes to regular bread, l'maisa, that you cook, it retains the Shem Pas, and you still will say Amotzi, Alach l'maisa, if it has a Kazayas, and then you'll be able to say Amotzi. That's the Chiddush that comes out, Lamaisa, according to what? According to this Rash. So, Lamaisa, what we're left with is, Lamaisa, and we have to get into more alumnus tomorrow. I want to look at this Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish. The Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish asks, we're in the middle of the Taisis, we've set it up, Lamaisa, is that, do you think that that's a good answer for Rashi that we gave? Rabbi Tam attacked Rashi and said, you know what, you're against the Mishnah. Your mom is against the Mishnah. It says, Isav esof zufkonim, yichai b'chalam. So therefore, I don't care whether you're baking in the sun. Should we still be chayv and chalam? Why are you putter? So Rabbi Tam says, Lamaisa, you really would be chayv. So he has to come on to his reasoning and say a different reason why you're putter. Okay? We wanted to give, and therefore he says you should be chayiv lamaisa. So he gives his own reasonings why he's what? Why you're putty? Because it wasn't done for his edible, or because it was always soft batter. But lamaisa, according to Rashi, Rashi stresses chama, chama, chama. The truth is, when you think about it, what we said for Rabbeinu Tam, we theoretically could say for Rashi, right? Even though Rashi didn't say it, Rashi said what? Lechem Zulikut ain't often a son of the Torah, Ella Bechama. Seems like that was the Iker reasoning, no? Didn't it seem like that was the Iker reasoning? We want to say two other svaras. Wasn't made for the bread. Lamaisa said, wasn't what? Wasn't made for the bread. It was a soft batter. We're saying it depends what the guy's kavana was. If the kavana was the bacon and lechem, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. I want you to think more, Lamaisa. How Rashi would try to what? Would try to answer up the Mishnah. We gave a suggestion that when the Mishnah said Chlosi v'sof zufkonim, Yechai b'chalas, when you had that what? You had that in mind. It was Mitzchilas Ova. And then you cooked it b'alfas. Right? Question is, can we give any other answer for what? For Rashi to Mechadish what he means, Lamais. We developed that according to Rashi, by Limudim and oven. The reason why what? Reason why you're chayiv only there is because it's only the Rabbanon. Minatar, you're going to be putter. So how do you get out of the Mishnah? So we suggested what you had in mind, Lamaisa. The question is that a viable teretz, Lamaisa? It's hard to say what the svaras for a bit of time for Rashi. So we got to think about, is there a better answer for Rashi? So where we're at in the Taisus now is where? Sam, where are we at? I think we're up to the Mesupuk, no? When he had a... aren't we up to the case where he has a Suffolk? No, we're up to Virmash. No, we're up to Virmash, which we'll get up to. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. We got to get ready for Mincha. Fu Shleim in the tunnel. Okay? Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, guys. Real early. Good to see you, Dr.